It did not register at all, neither upon the regular long-range ultra instruments, nor upon the short-range emergency electros. Nor could it be seen in space, even in a telescope at point-blank range. True, it occulted an occasional star, but since even the direct rays of a searchlight failed to reveal its shape to the keenest eye, the lensman chemists who had worked out that 99.99% absolute black coating had done a wonderful job. The chance of discovery through that occurrence was very slight. QX Chem? The port admiral asked. He was accompanying the gray lensman on a last tour of inspection. Fine, chief. Couldn't be better. Thanks a lot. Sure you're non-ferrous yourself? Absolutely. Not even an iron nail in my shoes. What is it, then? You look worried. Want something expensive?
You hit the thumb, Admiral, right on the nail. But it's not only expensive. We may never have any use for it.
Better build it anyway. Then, if we want it, you'll have it. And if you don't want it, we can always use it for something. What is it?
It's a nutcracker. There are a lot of cold planets around, aren't there, that aren't good for anything?
Thousands of them. Millions.
The Madonians put Bergenholms on their planet and flew it from Lundmark's nebula to here in a few weeks. Why wouldn't it be a sound idea to have the planetographers pick out a couple of useless worlds which, at some points in their orbits, have diametrically opposite velocities to within a degree or two?
You've got something there, my boy.
Will do.
Very much worth having, just for its own sake, even if we never have any use for it. Anything else?
Not a thing in the universe. Clear ether, chief.
Light landings, Kinnison. And gracefully, effortlessly, the dead black sliver of semi-precious metal lifted herself away from Earth.
Through Bominger, the Raelegian Big Shot, Kinnison had had a long and eminently satisfactory interview with Prellin, the regional director of all surviving Bosconian activities. Thus, he knew where he was, even to the street address, and knew the name of the firm which was his alias, Ethan D. Wimbleson and Sons, Incorporated, 4627 Boulevard des Ailes, Kamenoki, Quadrant 8, Brunsica. That name had been his first shock, for that firm was one of the largest and most conservative houses in galactic trade, one having an unquestioned AA-A1 rating in every mercantile index. However, that was the way they worked, Kinnison reflected, as his speedster reeled off the parsecs. It wasn't far to Bronsica, easy lens distance. He'd better call somebody there and start making arrangements.